we look at some of the aspects with regards to dua. The word dua is the verbal noun, a master of the verb da'a, which signifies to call out or to summon someone. The word dua is mentioned in the Quran to signify a number of meanings. وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَدْعُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُكَ. Do not call besides Allah that which will not harm you or benefit you. وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. So the first one is in the meaning of worship. So dua is, the word is used in the meaning of worship. It's also used in the meaning of seeking aid. وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And call unto your witnesses besides Allah. A third meaning, a request. أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And call unto me and I will answer your prayer. So that's a request. Then it also means a call. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, the day when you will be called. Then the fifth meaning, قُلُ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ. Say, call Allah or call upon Rahman. See, here its meaning, it means praise. It's used in the ways of praise. Then the sixth meaning is دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. Their speech therein will be, glory be to you, O Allah. So that is the sixth way in which it's used. اُدْعُوا لَنَا رَبُّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِي. Call unto your Lord so that he may clarify to us what is it. So here it means question. So these are some of the ways in which the word dua has been used in the Noble Quran. How do we define dua? Al-Khattabi said that the meaning of dua is that the servant's asking his Lord for his help and asking Allah for his continued support. It is the essence of showing one's neediness to Allah. And what does dua do? It frees us from being a servant or showing servitude to anyone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The characteristic of dua is servitude. It creates this feeling of human submissiveness. Dua also carries the meaning of praising Allah and attributing to Him His great qualities. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah defined it as asking what is of benefit to the person and asking the removal of what is harmful for that person and repelling that before it afflicts a person. Another scholar who spoke about the definition of dua says, it is the appeal to Allah, all glory be to Him, of a request by asking Him what desire, with a desire for all good, and showing submissiveness to Him in the process. What we've been told is that dua is worship. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Verily your Lord has said, call unto me and I will answer you. Those who are arrogant to worship Allah will enter the humiliating fire of Jahannam. So in this verse, Allah has commanded us to ask Him and petition Him. And counted those who do not ask Him amongst those who are too arrogant to worship Him. From this we understand that dua is amongst the acts of worship. And this has been stated by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-du'a'u ibadatun. Dua is worship. He then recited this very verse that we just quoted before you. So dua is a type of worship. Is amongst the greatest acts of worship, one of the best ways to bring a worshipper closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah calls dua the deen, or the entire religion. He says, وَالْحَيُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَوْ الدِّينَ. He is high, ever living. There is no deity except Him. So make dua to Him. To Him is the deen. And there is no other act that has been equated or parallel to the entire deen, or connected to the entire deen. So that gives us insight as to the position of dua in our deen. It is part of our aqidah to make a dua. That dua is a very strong relationship with one's aqidah of tawheed. It is one of the best ways to increase one's iman and to appreciate Allah's names and attributes. It is a powerful reminder of man's inherent incapability. The poet says something to the effect that ta'sil ilaha wa anta tad'u, that you disobey Allah and you call out to Him hoping for His acceptance. This is rather strange. So one of the things that prevent du'as from being accepted is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always be constant in making du'a to Allah.